Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We now know the name of the man who allegedly struck and injured a Fort Worth police officer early this morning. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has an update from police headquarters.
The man is identified as 32-year-old Oscar Barragan, and he's charged with intoxication assault with a motor vehicle causing serious bodily injury. Police say Barragan was drunk as he was driving on the 287 Decatur cutoff near 35W and struck the officer who was picking up flares from a previous accident scene. Officer Betty Calzada says the officer is at JPS Hospital and her injuries are serious.
They are not life-threatening, but we're watching over her and the medical staff is watching over her.
Calzada says Barragan tried running from the scene, but police were able to catch up to him and take him into custody. He had three outstanding warrants at the time of his arrest. At Fort Worth Police Headquarters, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The family of a woman who died in Dallas police custody is preparing to file a lawsuit against the city. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Dallas police released video of the last moments of 34-year-old Diamond Ross's life. A medical examiner ruled she died of a drug overdose, but her family claims her life could have been saved if officers had given her medical attention instead of simply putting her in a cell. Justin Moore is the family's attorney.
What we saw in that video showed criminally negligent homicide. It speaks to the elements. It was a gross deviation from what a reasonable person should do when confronted with a situation such as that.
They are calling for an outside agency to investigate the police department and accuse them of a, quote, gross cover-up. One officer was disciplined for the incident. Another resigned after being investigated. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Dallas Uber driver who was convicted of sexually assaulting a passenger in 2015 loses an important appeal. Talal Shamoot was sentenced to 25 years in prison after he was identified in court by his victim.
When I turned and looked, I saw that the door was closed and he was inside.
Shamoot claimed the sex was consensual. The Fifth Court of Appeals in Dallas has upheld both the sexual assault conviction and the sentence. The mayor of Dallas says the city is built on a foundation of trust, but too many elected officials are looking out for their own interest instead of the public. KRLD's Alan Skyam is at Dallas City Hall.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson's named an ethics reform czar. He says the city has seen too many leaders engaged in unethical behavior. He says the city's first job is to prevent breakdowns in the public trust.
And if we fail, we are expected to respond strongly and swiftly.
Lawyer Tim Powers will take the job. He leads the Dallas Ethics Commission now. He says he hopes to stop corruption before it starts.
And I think you start everything like you do in a family, like you do in a business, or anything else. You start it by setting expectations.
Powers says he'll form a working group to look at how other cities prevent corruption and come up with ways to deter city leaders from behaving unethically. He'll then present those ideas to the city council. At Dallas City Hall, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Salina, police are investigating after a kid found a needle in his Halloween candy. The child is fine. Police say he noticed the needle in a Tootsie Roll before eating it. Investigators say it appears to be a sewing needle, but it's unclear at this point how it ended up in the candy. The boy who found it was trick-or-treating in the Carter Ranch neighborhood in Salina. Police are reminding parents to check that Halloween candy to make sure it's safe before allowing the kids to enjoy it. Spreading more cheer every year, Denton Teens Toy Drive just keeps getting bigger. The story from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Micah Pinson started the toy drive when he was 6. Now he's 15, and just like him, the drive has grown. He tells NBC5 that collecting toys for kids is a special thing.
It means a big deal to them.
Last year, Pinson collected 50,000 toys to give to kids at Scottish Rite Hospital, the same hospital he was treated in as a child.
I actually had some webbing in between my two fingers. I could not move my hand much. And what the hospital did is they just cut it out, and I had more flexibility in my hands.
Now Pinson makes it a goal to give back every year. His toy drive boxes will be located around DFW until December 20th. This year, he's hoping for more donations geared towards teens, who he says are often overlooked in events like these. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080. KRLD.
The Cowboys get ready to host Minnesota Sunday night, and it's the final weekend of the regular season in high school football. You can find the full preview of tonight's games at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.